Welcome to Sunday Morning Town Talk with Ted Schubel on B101.5.
We are going to talk Fredericksburg Salvation Army this morning. Captain Chantrese Williams here from the Fredericksburg Salvation Army. We have a lot to talk about with the holidays. I just the other day was over and in your kind of your distribution area as you were starting to collect angel tree toys and gifts and all kinds of things. That is now underway, and this is a real, you prepare all year for this.
Yes, we are literally 2.5 weeks away from our distribution for
Angel Tree. Wait a
minute,
2.5 weeks?
Yes, December the 9th and 10th, we will be handing out gifts to seniors and to children in our area. And as of right now, we have over 1,300 children and seniors that we'll be providing Christmas for this year.
Boy, that's a lot. That is a lot, and that really shows the need in the community. And as you start collecting things, and we start posting pictures of how that looks, that does show you of how the needs are in this area.
Yes, the need is definitely still there. We have a lot of families who are needing a little extra help this Christmas season, and a lot of seniors who are having a hard time just getting by. And so we're here to help just supplement the needs that they have and to provide them a wonderful Christmas this year.
So what can we do? I know there are a lot of practical things we can do right now, and we're going to talk about kettle ringing and all of that as we go along this morning. This is a big time, but as far as Angel Tree goes, we're now you need the people to pick up angels and start picking up gifts and contributing in that way.
Yes, you can always adopt an angel, and as of today, we have angel trees in all of our local Walmart stores, and we have them in our Giant food stores as well, so you can pick up an angel for a child or a senior at one of those locations. We also have an angel tree in the mall at Town Center. It's mm-hmm. near the Dick's Sporting Goods entrance, so you can pick up an angel there. Or you could always come by our office at 2014 C Lafayette Boulevard and pick up an angel from our office. Or you could send us a request for an angel online through our Facebook page or our Fredericksburg Salvation Army website.
A lot of opportunities there. A lot of things. If you're out, you can pick up an angel. Mm-hmm. Do it that way. But all of these others. And you do all the work. All the information is right there of what these kids are requesting.
Yes, on all their tags, we have the child's first name, we have their age, their clothing sizes, and a wish list item that they would like to have. On some of them, you'll also see, for example, their favorite cartoon character or something that the child is interested, whether it be reading or sports or arts and crafts, to help you figure out what the best gift for them is.
So this is really it's so impactful, but you make it so easy. It's not like you're just having to go out and guess. You're actually buying gifts for specific people, and these are the specific needs.
Yes, every angel represents a child or an adult, and we work on this program all year long. Our Women's Auxiliary for the Salvation Army does a wonderful job at starting to shop for presents for the children literally right after Christmas when we have all the Christmas sales, so that they can make sure that even though every angel may not be adopted off of the tree, every child receives clothing and toys every year.
That's the one thing that the Women's Auxiliary and the volunteers there, mm-hmm. they really are passionate about this.
Yes, they are very passionate about our Angel Tree program, and you can tell just by walking in the warehouse that they put their heart and soul into making sure that we can provide Christmas to needy families in our area.
They're so serious mm-hmm. about this, and so many of them volunteer, and over the next few weeks they volunteer a lot of hours. I know in the past some of them have told me that they'll get at the end of the day have 20,000-30,000 steps mm-hmm. on their trackers just because they're always moving.
Yes. During this time of year, this is basically their full-time job. Yeah. They are volunteers, but they are there sometimes 12 to 14 hours a day, sorting and organizing and making sure every bag for every child and senior has enough clothing and toys just to make sure that on Christmas morning they wake up with something under the tree.
What's your earliest memory of being involved with bell ringing or just the Salvation Army at Christmas?
My earliest memory would be as a child, anytime we walked in or out of a store that had a kettle in front of it, my mom made sure that we put money in it, and she would always explain to us that this money went to help children who needed help with Christmas or to provide meals or clothing for people who needed it in our area. So I remember that for as long as I can think back, we did that every Christmas. And then my mother became the volunteer Angel Tree coordinator in Montgomery County, Maryland. And so every Christmas, she would coordinate the collection of Angel Tree items in the mall. And every day after she left work, she'd go to the mall and she would man the Angel Tree there. And she would collect the items, and then every Christmas we would adopt a family that we would shop for. And so I can remember that as far back as 9 years old. We did that every year. We still do it this year. We adopt one of the families here locally, and my mom and I go shopping for them, and we provide them with their Angel Tree every year.
And just be able to do that and to know that you're doing it for a specific person just makes it really meaningful.
Yes. Some people ask why we put the names on the tags. We only use the first name, but I think it makes it more personal when you look at the tag and see that this isn't just a number. It's an actual person, and this is what their name is.
I've talked to families who do this, and they talk about it with their kids. It's a great, like you say. I mean, it's just to have that memory. But also even then on Christmas morning, you can talk about it and imagine, you know, they're opening your gifts right now.
Yes. It's a wonderful feeling to know that after we do distribution, there are some children who wouldn't have anything under the tree besides what the Salvation Army is providing them. And so even though it's a lot of work and it takes months to get it ready, I wake up on Christmas morning knowing that there are children all across our area that are waking up because of the hard work that we've done with stuff under the tree that morning.
When you think about 1,300 and you think, I think a lot of us fall into thinking, this area is doing pretty well. Mm-hmm. But you look at that number and that represents a lot of kids.
Yes. Fredericksburg is a very well-to-do area, but we do have a lot of people in our area who are still struggling. Mm-hmm. And the pandemic affected a lot of people in a real way, and they're still working to get back to a place where they can provide fully for themselves. But we still have people who are in need of food and shelter and Christmas assistance. And if we can take that one burden off of them for December, we are more than happy to do that.
Now, we see it now with the increased costs just to buy groceries, but also a continuing long-term thing here has been housing and just what it costs to live around here. So there are the needs, and the Salvation Army is meeting at least 1,300 kids this year.
Yes, a lot of people are at a point where they have to decide between paying to provide groceries for their family, making sure that they pay their rent on time, and paying their light bill and their water bills. And so Christmas presents, it's not something that they're able to handle. And so we're able to alleviate some of that burden and make sure that their children have something to look forward to on Christmas morning.
Over the years, I've heard from people who've heard these shows that we do every year talking with the Salvation Army about Angel Tree. And I've heard from people that said that they were at once in this situation and just how much it meant to their family. And that's why I think it's great that you do put a name so you can identify, you know, that it's a specific person, and just going out and buying what you can to fill that bag up is so important to so many families and so many kids.
Yes. We hear on a weekly basis so many people who bring in gifts and donate to our kettle and tell us that as a child, they were recipients of groceries from the Salvation Army. They received Christmas from the Salvation Army. And so it just motivates us to continue doing it because we realize something as simple as giving a child a new pair of shoes or providing a truck for them or a doll for a child, it's a lasting impact on them. And so that's why we do it and put in the hard work every year.
Well, and it just makes, I think it's just, it's a great illustration to your kids. You talk about you, but just anybody, you just to show that it's more than just what I want. Mm-hmm. You're spending some time and money and in helping others who need it in the community.
Yes, it instills the knowledge that we should be helping each other. And if we have means to give, we should. And I work for the Salvation Army now just because as a child, I saw how important the need was and I fell in love with helping people. And so I decided that that's what I wanted to do every day of my life. So something as simple as taking your child to pick out a toy for another child, it can make a lasting impact on them that you may not even know of.
I was just thinking about that and just thinking that I'm sure played a role in you deciding to go out, you know, go ahead and do this. And you're just perfect for this role. I mean, you have a history with the Salvation Army and just a love and a passion for what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. I love helping people and it's fun. It's a lot of work. It is a lot of work, a lot of hours, but the smiles of the children and the joy that we're able to give to parents and on distribution day where you just see the relief on their faces, just knowing that, okay, this is going to be provided for my children. It's one less thing that I have to worry about. Or when we hand out groceries during our food pantry day or pay a utility bill for a parent, you just see the hope that's in their eyes and you see just the joy that we're able to help them with just by relieving a burden that they've been carrying.
Fredericksburg Salvation Army is our focus this morning, and what is going on with the Angel Tree we're talking about right now. Again, Walmart Giant and the Spotsylvania Town Center, if you want to grab an angel and go take care of that, and especially do it this weekend while you're out.
Yes, this is the perfect weekend to go shopping. And even if you don't want to adopt a specific child, you can always just bring a new toy to the office, and we'll make sure that a child receives it.
That is another way you can do that because, like you say, if some of these angels, something doesn't get bought or they don't get adopted, then you can go and you've got a standby.
Yes, we accept toys so that we can fill those angels who either were not adopted or someone forgot to bring back their tag. So we accept toys. We accept monetary donations so that we can go buy additional clothing and toys to fill those bags for those children and seniors. And so if you don't want to go shopping, but you see, oh, I want to buy this toy. What can I do with this toy? You can bring it to our office and we'll make sure that a child in our community receives it.
And if you can't get to Walmart Giant or the Spotsylvania Town Center, you can go online, do it that way, or you can just stop by the Salvation Army office on Lafayette Boulevard.
Yes, and you can also, if you go to Walmart's website, they are doing the Registry to Ring program with us, and so you can go just put in the zip code that you live in, and it will direct you to the Salvation Army that services your zip code, and it has a list of toys that we are looking for based on the needs that were provided to us through the parents this year. And you can purchase a toy, and Walmart actually delivers it to us free of charge. And we'll receive those toys, and then we'll provide them to children. So Walmart has been a wonderful support of our program. And you can purchase those toys, and they provide the shipping for you.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. I have learned something new this morning. Captain Chantrice Williams here. Before we take a break, we should also mention that if you're looking for a church, the Salvation Army's right down there on Lafayette Boulevard, downtown Fredericksburg.
Yes, a lot of people do not know that the Salvation Army, first and foremost, is a church. And we have our church building at 821 Lafayette Boulevard. And we have church services every Sunday morning that start with Sunday school at 10 a.m. And then we have our holiness meeting at 11 a.m.
Captain Chantrice Williams with the Fredericksburg Salvation Army here this morning as we talk about the holidays and really getting involved with the community and helping out through Angel Train. We'll go through all of that again of how you can get involved, especially as the days grow short of getting things and getting them back to the Salvation Army. Bell ringing began a few weeks ago. You and I were out the very first day at Hobby Lobby. It was like 70 degrees, and mm-hmm. I thought this is what it's like to be a bell ringer in Florida or California. But the bell ringers are out in force now all around, and was it $160,000 is the goal?
Yes, our goal is $160,000, and we've been ringing since November the 8th, and we'll ring every day except Sundays and Thanksgiving until Christmas Eve.
You made it last year, and I remember last year when we talked about $160,000. In the back of my mind, it was like, "I hope." And you did. In a pandemic, this is a very giving community, but the best way to ensure that you do that is to have the kettles out, and that means volunteers with those kettles.
Yes, last year we were a little unsure if we would make our goal just because none of us have ever had a kettle campaign in the middle of a pandemic, but the community definitely came through for us, and we made $170,000 last year, but this year our goal is $160,000, and we are hopeful that we will make our goal again.
So, and that's all just through people putting money in, whatever you can, whatever you can. If you've got some big bills that you want to do, that's always accepted. But if you've got just change, put that in too, anything.
Yes, every penny counts with our kettle campaign. So if you have some change in your pocket, you can put that in. It all adds up at all of our kettle locations. We do accept, you can put a check in there, you can put cash or change, but we also have the option for people who want a more contactless way to give their donation. We have Google Pay and Apple Pay on every sign as well.
That is very cool. That is very cool to walk up there and see that you can do it that way too. And that way too, really, if you really are feeling generous, that's a great way to just punch in your amount and be on your way.
Yes, and the best part about our kettle campaign is the money that's donated through the kettle campaign. It all stays here to help people in the Fredericksburg area.
That is, and that funds programs you were in over the summer, and we talked about all the programs that you fund all year long with the kettles, and that's the great thing about the kettles. This is you really are donating, and it's staying local.
Yes, the money that we raise during our kettle campaign, it's not only used to support our Christmas programs. It supports our social services programs, our youth programs. When we send children to camp during the summer, all the money that we raise during this time helps us support our efforts that we use to support the community all year long.
If you want to volunteer to do this, it's a great way to just get out for a couple of hours and see the community. If you like to people watch, why not do it at a kettle? And you can do. There's just being a bell ringer, no matter what the weather. You feel good about it after. I remember any time I have left, you just feel good. You're glad that no matter how busy you are, that you know that kettle, you're helping the Salvation Army in some way.
Yes, and you can volunteer to stand at a kettle. You can do it for 2 hours, 3 hours, or if you want to take a whole day shift. You don't have to stand out there all day long, but every hour that you volunteer helps us to raise money to support the community. And it's a lot of fun. You can do it by yourself. You can have a group volunteer together. You can even have your children volunteer to ring the bell. And I've said it for many years, children are some of our best less bell ringers, because a lot of people see children just so happy standing there ringing the bell, and they can't help but come over. And so if you want to have your church group or your office, friends, neighbors, or do it as a family, sign up for a couple of hours to ring the bell.
It's especially if you can get a Sunday school class or an office together and to really take part of a day or a whole day. Mm-hmm. That's a big help to the Salvation Army.
Yes, we have churches and offices who they sign up for the whole day, but one person isn't standing there all day. Their staff or the members of their Sunday school class, they'll take an hour shift, but mm-hmm. their organization or their church takes up the whole day, and then they have people who sign up for various hours just to make sure that someone's standing at the kettle for their entire time that they signed up for.
I never thought about it, but it's good if you can to have some kids there, mm-hmm. because they have fun ringing, and they'll never stop ringing.
Yes.
Adults will kind of just, I mean, at least I do. Sometimes you kind of lose, if you're doing it for at least a couple of hours, at times you get a little bit tired of doing it. A child will get that and just ring and ring and ring and ring.
Yes. My nieces have rung the bell before, and they love it. And I've had children from our church ring the bell, and they don't get tired. They just love ringing the bell. Yeah. They love talking to people, telling people Merry Christmas and thank you. And so kids have a really good time ringing the bell. I know some people may not, think, it's cold outside, but the kids warm up and they have a good time ringing the bell and just seeing people and just knowing that what they're doing is helping to raise money for a good cause.
When you and I got together on the first day of bell ringing a couple of weeks ago, I had met him the first time last year, but Jerry, your bell ringer, he's a military veteran, and I don't know that he missed last year. If he did, it was he didn't. He always tells me that he tries to be there every day, bell ringing, and he is enthusiastic and greets everyone. Mm-hmm. Greets everyone who goes by.
Yes, Jerry was our top bell ringer last year, and he is a military vet. And if you've seen him out, he says hello to every person that comes by him. He greets them with a smile, and he just has a good time ringing the bell. He missed very few days last year. Mm-hmm. He shows up every morning, excited to be there, and I've never seen him in a bad mood. He's just always really excited and happy, and he always tells us he knows that he's there because he wants to help people, and he knows that the Salvation Army helps people, so he's going to help us. And so, our bell ringers are wonderful, and Mr. Jerry just has a very special place in all of our hearts, because not only was he the top bell ringer, he was our oldest bell ringer, and he is in his 80s, and he stood out there every day last year to ring the bell for us and did a wonderful job.
No, it does. You meet somebody like him, and he tells you his story and how he tries not to miss, and you mm-hmm. just think, oh, I can do this. I can do this for a few hours. And again, if you can get a group together, that does really help. So with traffic and everything, as you have to go to all of these sites and drop off buckets and pick them up, that's a lot of work for you guys. So if you can if you know that a site is covered for a long time, it's a help.
Yes. The traffic in Fredericksburg is very interesting at times, and so we have several staff members and volunteers who help us to make sure that all the bell ringers get to their locations, and all of our volunteer bell ringers receive all their items in a timely manner. But we just don't cover Fredericksburg. We cover Stafford and Spotsylvania, all the way out to Dahlgren. We have kettles. And so we have a large area that we cover. And so every volunteer that rings the bell for us allows us to save money on salaries for bell ringers, and it just allows us to make a larger impact for our service area.
And if you're going to be a bell ringer, post it on Facebook and let others know. Maybe they'll come by, or maybe it'll give them an idea that you know, I can get a little group together. I can do it by myself.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of people who volunteer to ring the bell make a post on social media, and they're surprised at who comes out to see them and tell them, hey, I saw that you posted this on Instagram or Facebook, and so I came out to support you. Every time I ring the bell, I do that, and I'm surprised at who comes out and who's seen my social media posts. So any way that you can get awareness out and let people know what you're doing, you'll be surprised at how many people will come out to support you, supporting a local cause.
It's Angel Tree right now, Captain Williams, and it just doesn't seem possible that what you said December 9th and 10th is when you start distributing.
Yes, we'll be handing out gifts to children and seniors on Thursday and Friday, December 9th and 10th. It's very close.
And we didn't even talk about, and I had written it down, and I didn't. We talked about Angel Tree for kids, but there also is the seniors component to all of this, and
yes.
You do the same.
Mm-hmm. We provide clothing and basic household items for seniors that are in need of a little assistance this year, and so we've bought them coats. Clothing, a lot of them request things like coffee makers, not the Keurigs, just the basic coffee pots, or even things that you wouldn't think of. They ask for paper towels and dish soap and laundry detergent, just basic needs that they require. And so not only do we collect toys and clothing for children, but we collect adult items as well, just to make sure that we can provide those items for seniors who need it in our community.
That always gets me when you walk around the area, your distribution area for the seniors, and to see things like paper towels or things that we just take. Oh, I need that. I'll go get it, and that's what they want. And it's just so basic, mm-hmm. but that's what they're asking for.
Yeah, it's things that you wouldn't even think that someone would say they want for Christmas. And so we try to make sure that we give them at least a full outfit, shoes when we have them. And then the last few years, we've made sure that all of them have received a coat as well. And then we give them gloves and hats and scarves. And we've been giving them hygiene products as well, so shampoo, conditioner, mm-hmm. toothpaste, and things like that, just basic items to help them out. But it's always just heartbreaking when you see something like dish detergent or laundry detergent is their wish list item that they need, or food, just simple things that we don't think that they would ask for, but it's their wish list item for their Christmas.
There are angels at Walmart, Giant, and the Spotsylvania Town Center, or you can go online, or you can go by the Salvation Army office at on Lafayette Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to think of the address. It's
2014.
Okay. I knew it was a 2, but I couldn't think of past that. Just over by Paul's Bakery is where the offices are. And they're just all these needs out there. You can register to ring.org for bell ringing, and just all kinds of ways that you and your office or your church or your neighborhood or your friends can really help the community. A lot of times we always think, I know of all these needs. I wish that there was something I can do. Well, the Salvation Army, you've got a list here of things that are all very easy to do.
Yes, if you want to go out, if you're a person who shops, you can go out and adopt a child and shop for them. If you just want to buy an item for a child and not specifically adopt a child, you can pick up toys or clothes while you're out doing your Black Friday shopping and bring them to our office, and we'll make sure that a child or a senior in our area receives it. If you are still not really into going out, you can always stay home and go to our Walmart registry for good and buy a toy from the comfort of your home, and it will be delivered to our office and given to a child in our area. Or you could always donate online to the Salvation Army at give.virginiasalvationarmy.org, and they have all the Salvation Army locations listed there, and you would just click on the Fredericksburg location. Frederick, Maryland is on there too, so make sure you click Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
And click Fredericksburg, and then you can donate online there as well. Or when you're out doing your grocery shopping or you see one of our red kettles, you can drop some change or money there as well. So we have many opportunities for you to serve, or if you wanted to volunteer to ring or volunteer with our distribution for Angel Tree, you can sign up to do that as well. So we have many opportunities and many ways that you can help give back.
Captain Chantrice Williams with the Fredericksburg Salvation Army. Give.virginiasalvationarmy.org to get involved that way. Register to ring to sign up for bells, or call 373-3431. Walmart Giant and the Spotsylvania Town Center has angels, or you can also ask for an angel online. December 9th and 10th is when that's all distributed, so get that taken care of right away. Lots going on, lots of chances to get involved. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
Your emails are always welcome. If you have questions or comments about a show or an idea for a future show, email ted@newstalk1230.net. The thoughts, comments, statements, and opinions of the host and guests are their own and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting, B101.5, or station management. Thanks for listening.